Good afternoon, guys. It's a little different venue than where we normally are. And Bob reminded me, I guess, for a number of years, this is where the after-game press conferences were held. I'm looking forward to getting back down in our familiar spot. We'll have some new turf when our guys come back. I know they'll be excited about that. It'll be good for them as we begin this final 6 weeks of our regular season. A lot of good things in watching that tape yesterday. A lot of positives across the board on special teams, our offense, our defense. So many players contributing to our success. None greater than what we saw with our quarterback, with Christian, along with what Adrian did. So impressed with what Antoine continues to do for us on defense, our defensive line, our offensive line, our specialists and our special teams in general. Just a complete team win, a much-needed game for our football team, playing a divisional rival. Now that we're 2-0 in our division, which is a huge deal for us, to be 6-4 going to the bye. A lot of positives that came out of yesterday's game. And then the fact that we came out of it relatively injury-free. I mean, there are no guys on the injury report that should not be able to go next week, including Percy. We're optimistic. You know, we'll still have to wait and see. He's getting better, but we'll know more probably a week from today what it looks like as far as his practicing that following Wednesday. But he's making progress. LaTroy Guyon is really much improved, and everybody else should be ready to go when we start back.
Send a message here with this kind of first half of the season being 6-4 that you guys are for real playoff contenders.
You know, Joe, we haven't really approached it as for sending a message. We really wanted to internally do some things as a group to improve as a football team over the course of the season, and we had some goals, and you know, we're still in a position to achieve those goals, and that was the whole point, getting to this bye in a position where we could still control our own destiny, and for our team, that's exactly the way it is, and that's what I talked to him about just a little while ago. We've set this up just like we wanted. Now we've got to go ahead and finish the deal these final weeks that we have remaining in the regular season.
Do you think you're a playoff contender? Could you say that yet?
Well, the one thing we tried to do, Charlie, early on, was articulate what our goals were as a football team, and we did that back in training camp. These are what our goals are, and we talked about that, and we haven't deviated from that. That being said, in our league, it's always about one game at a time. And the most important game for us coming up is our game about a week from now against Chicago. That's the most important game. But our goals, they haven't changed coming out of training camp.
Do you keep it tough to take a couple of days off here, just knowing what you have waiting for you out of the bye and how critical these next three games really are going to be for your season?
Well, for us, John, it's going to be important that we do a good job with these days that we have as a staff, and evaluating and self-scouting ourselves and just getting a good feel for what areas we've been pretty good at, what areas we need to improve on, and then being able to put that together so when we come back and line up against Chicago, we're a better team than we were when we lined up against Detroit. That's probably the thing that'll be on my mind more than anything. Can we utilize this time during this bye week to get better as a staff so that when we come back and talk to our players about what we need to improve, we can implement a plan that will actually help us to improve. And that's what will be on my mind.
Any players that need treatment that may be sticking around?
Yeah, we'll have those are probably the two guys, LaTroy and Percy. The other guys, nothing serious enough where they have to stay here in a lingering time.
Was Percy at the game yesterday?
No, he was not at the game, no.
Did Jarius prove to you yesterday what he was able to do, Jarius?
Yeah, you know, we always felt like he had a chance to help us for obvious reasons, the fact that we drafted him. And to see him play as well as he did, I mean, it's great for our team, great for his confidence, and really encouraged to just watching him continue to develop. And it was encouraged by the way Fred Evans played as well, who stepped in for LaTroy. He did a great job also. And we've had other guys who've had to step up over the course of the year and done good jobs for us. Robert Bland, another guy who has done a good job when he's had to step in and play. So it's good to see our coaches developing the young guys and helping them to be ready when their numbers are called.
Jarius earned the right to stay active when Percy's healthy?
It'll always be week to week with some guys, and it probably won't be any different with Jarius. You know, we'll take a look at him every week and determine, you know, if this is a week he's going to be up. But he definitely did some things to warrant our, you know, considering him every week going forward.
Would it be difficult to get him and Percy on the field consistently at the same time, just given their skill sets and pretty similar?
You know, if you believe a guy can really help you get it done, and you'll figure out a way to to make that work numbers-wise. It does mean that you have to put someone else down if you dress five wide receivers. But, you know, there are ways that we can get that done if we want both of them on the field.
Did you change the script for Christian on Sunday going in this to help him with what we were perceiving as a confidence issue? Did you instruct him to stay in the pocket more?
Yeah, Jim, we talked about a lot of things. I mean, we saw some things on tape that we wanted to improve with Christian, along with our entire offense. There were some things schematically we wanted to do a little bit different in our approach against Detroit. We felt like people were doing some things defensively to kind of offset some things that were strengths of ours in the past. So we had to go back and make a few adjustments, and we did. And part of those adjustments was having Christian stay in the pocket a little bit longer, go through his progressions, and, you know, guys getting open and getting into positions they needed to be. And we had that to happen, and we had success throwing the ball down the field.
You mentioned Fred. Would there be any consideration to keeping him in as a starter? It just seemed like you were pretty stout up the middle yesterday versus the week before.
Fred did a good job for us, but LaTroy's our starter. I mean, we've had some good games with LaTroy in there. He's played well for us throughout the season, got a little banged up, but once he's healthy, he'll be our starter.
How'd you like that safety rotation? Do you want to do that going forward, or do you want to settle on one guy and have him play the majority?
I'm not sure if we'll continue doing that, but we definitely want to bring Mistral along. And the fact that he was able to get some time yesterday where he can get a little bit more confident about where he is with his foot and his ankle, and also for us to see him on tape, that was a good sign. And now he'll have a full almost 2 weeks to really rest and heal and reflect back on what he did yesterday. So, you know, he'd be in line for more playing time. It's just a matter if we decide to put him back in the starting rotation.
Adrian just seems to get better every week, and I mean, just seeing that and the recovery that he's had, does that somehow trickle down maybe to other teammates to show that, hey, anything's possible, you know, whether it's Adrian making it back, whether it's you guys making a playoff run? I mean, does that confidence kind of trickle down to the rest of the guys?
I think Adrian is an inspiration for our entire squad, our entire organization. He, you know, what he has accomplished in a lot of ways is, you know, mind-boggling in so many ways. To come back from major knee surgery, when most guys, when they do come back, they're a shadow of themselves if they make it back. And usually the second year is when it kicks in, they're closer to what they were before. And for Adrian to be leading the league in rushing right now and doing it in such a dominant fashion, it is an inspiration to our entire team. It does lift up not only our offense, but our entire team. And it's great to see. No one deserves it more than he. He's worked extremely hard, put in a lot of time to get back to where he is, and credit to a lot of hard work by Adrian, but he's an inspiration to all of us.
Les, when Peterson, back when he got hurt, said, I'm going to redefine this, I'm going to come back, truthfully, what's going through your mind at that point, and from what you've seen, and having gone through the operation yourself, how off the charts is this to come back and not only be play, but be dominant?
Yeah, to be as dominant as he is at this point in the season. I mean, the 10-week point, to rush back-to-back weeks close to 200 yards, I mean, that's pretty impressive. And we all are familiar with stories of guys who've had this injury, and some make it back, some don't make it back. And if they do come back, it's not very many that were as good as they were before. And there are some things he's doing that makes you scratch your head and say, maybe he will be better than he was before the injury. I mean, I'm looking at some things that he's doing, and he has improved. I mean, his hands are better. Some of his cuts, his burst. I mean, he's staying more true to his reads. These are some things that he hadn't done before his injury. He was always looking to, you know, get the home run. And sometimes that would create negative plays. Now he's truer to his reads, and it's helping our offensive line be better at what they do. So he's a joy to watch. I think all of us should cherish having a chance to watch him live.
Truthfully, though, when he said that, you know, right after the surgery, I'm going to sort of redo this whole thing and how you think of it. What's going back then? What's going through your mind? Yeah, sure. Let's see. I mean, what's your thought?
Said I wanted to temper the emotion. I know how focused he can be, and how great he has been at being able to name it and claim it. And but I also know there are a lot of guys who, including myself, who had not come back from that injury, and some who had come back who weren't quite as good as they were before. And so I wanted him to approach it the right way, just like he wanted to approach it, but also let him know that there was a lot of hard work ahead. Not that he couldn't achieve his goal, but there was a lot of hard work ahead. And he understood that, and he hasn't blinked. And look at where he is now.
With Christian yesterday, was maybe the biggest thing that pocket awareness. You look at the throw to Jarius, how he kind of steps up and gives himself a chance there.
That was big, but just seeing him move around in the pocket and deliver the ball with so much conviction and go through his reads and not, you know, once a guy's taken away his first read, feel like I have to take off. But, some of the throws he made were just, this is what you want to see out of your quarterback. It just raises everybody else's confidence level. And he took control of our offense, moved the ball around, got everybody involved, and did a great job of leading us throughout the day. So his pocket presence and the decisions that he made with the football, I mean, he did a great job all day decision-making-wise. No turnovers, just did a great job of leading us.
Adrian talked a little bit last week about if Percy's out, it can lead a quarterback to kind of spread the ball around a little bit more. Did you see that at all yesterday? With Percy not being in the field, was Christian a little more willing to look around and see some different things than he normally wouldn't?
You know, it was a real point of emphasis on our part, and even if Percy had been there, we had emphasized moving the ball around. And this offense, that's important for us to have success. And we felt like we had become a little stagnant and predictable in some ways, and we needed Christian to understand the importance of moving around to different people because of what defenses are doing. So not so much because of Percy's absence. I mean, it was something we were emphasizing all throughout, and we're going to continue to emphasize it the rest of the season. But the fact that he was able to execute the game plan as well as he did, I mean, had a lot to do with our success as a team and as an offense yesterday.
You guys obviously drafted Khalil a lot for his pass blocking, but how impressed have you been by his run blocking, and how far do you think he's come since you first got him?
Oh, he's grown leaps and bounds. I mean, that's been one of the most impressive parts about him, Tim. You're right. We all knew that he was going to be an excellent pass protector based on what we saw in college, and we felt like he would develop into a great run blocker as well. But he has improved every week in that area, and he continues to get better. Some of the things he did down the field yesterday were as impressive as what he did on the line of scrimmage. And that's a pretty good front that they have, and pretty good defensive ends. And he held his own in our first game against them, and he did a very good job yesterday as well. So you expect him just to continue to get better and better as he gains more confidence. But he's been very, very impressive.
Plus, having Craig Johnson on the sideline yesterday as opposed to
I thought so, Dan. You know, when we were thinking about what we could do to help Christian, and that was one of the ideas we thought of, and I felt like it did make a difference yesterday. I mean, Craig is the guy that talks with him throughout the week. He's always meeting with him. He's always giving him instructions in practice. He's always taking him through, you know, just about everything along with Bill's input. But he spends so much time with Craig, you know, just said, why not have his position coach on the field doing some of the same things he does during the week on the sidelines. And there's an argument to have that coach upstairs for, you know, another pair of eyes for the coordinator. But for where we were and where we are, we just wanted to take a look at this, and I thought it did help us yesterday.
Both Christian and Craig were wanting to do?
I think they were surprised when they were approached about this is the way we wanted to go. But they were very pleased that we wanted to go in this direction.
A lot of work that can be done on the bye week with reassessment and just rest. The way that so many pieces bounced back and got back on track yesterday, is there any part of you that wishes you could play next week and just carry that momentum right away?
I think if we handle this bye week the right way with our players, you know, getting rest and coming back rejuvenated, and then our being able to take a real critical look at where we are as a staff with our team, there's so many benefits to the bye week being where it is in our schedule. So we just have to make the most of this time, both with our players having some time off to rest and get their bodies back to where they need to be, and then our being able to handle things critically from a staff standpoint to help us improve. So no regrets about where the bye is. Glad we're having it when we're having it, and the fact that we're relatively healthy, that's a good thing for us. We just got to make sure we find out the things we need to do to improve.
The way Adrian's breaking out these 60, 70-yarders, you know, been like 3 weeks in a row now, facing all these – defenses that just stack the line of scrimmage, could that become an advantage for you guys? Because it seems like he's patient, he's getting past, and then he's just gone. There's no one left.
Yeah. I mean, that's the risk-reward of playing a lot of eight-man front, because if one guy gets out of his gap or somebody misses a tackle. Well, you see what happened yesterday, and you see what has happened the last couple of weeks. And people have committed to doing that to stop our run game, and, it can be feast or famine. But it's good for us when our guys hold their block, because we know there's a chance for a home run every single play with the way people plan us now. But the other side of that is, Mark, we get a chance to exploit some things in a passing game, because it's pretty declared for our quarterback and our offense when it comes to throwing the football. So there should be some opportunities in both areas as we continue to run the ball as well as we're running it.
You've been around MVP seasons, and so forth. Does this feel like an MVP? I mean, you got a long way to go. Does this feel like an MVP?
Yeah, we do have a lot of football to be played, but if you ask me today, and I haven't seen all the guys around the league, but it's hard for me to imagine a guy doing more for his football team than what Adrian has done for our team, and the fact that he has been so dominant over the course of the season, and he's pulling away with his domination as a runner. So his impact has been huge for us. It's just hard to imagine another guy having a greater impact on their team, considering where we are and what we have to do every single week to win.
I assume you watched Bears-Houston last night. Two teams you're going to play. Impressions of that?
Two good football teams, and we play Chicago here in a couple of weeks, and we'll have to play great football to win against them in Chicago.
What's your assessment of Harrison Smith against tackling? It seems like there are a number of tackles that he's too aggressive.
He was much better yesterday, Tim. He had a couple of games there where he missed some tackles, and much better yesterday, and we need him to continue to grow in that area. He's going to find himself in a lot of situations where he has to make open field tackles for us, and he's done it very well on occasion. There are a couple of games where he kind of slipped a little bit. Yesterday, he was very good.
All right.